News Hit.
Hi, it's Rob with your news on demand. Nearly 150 drivers across the Gold Coast and Logan were fined last year for failing to make sure their kids were buckled up properly in the correct car or booster seat. According to data from Transport and Main Roads, 1,700 drivers across Queensland were caught with children under 7 unrestrained in 2018. While the South East Police region actually recorded the lowest figure in the state, RACQ spokesperson Lauren Ritchie says it's still too many.
There are rules and regulations around properly restraining your child, so it's not just a safety thing, it's the law. You can get fined for this and have 3 demerit points, around a $400 fine.
We'll see some of the work being done on a couple of the city's ferry stops from next month. The state and council are each chipping in $175,000 to upgrade 2 terminals at the Southport Pier and Appel Park in Surfers Paradise to make sure they're accessible for people with disabilities. It's as we edge closer to a trial ferry service along the Gold Coast waterways. It's slated to be ready to take passengers by December. New Zealand officials have acknowledged allowing the man accused of killing 51 people in the Christchurch massacre to send a letter from his prison cell was a mistake. The 6-page handwritten letter was posted on a pro-white supremacy website this week after it was allegedly sent to a supporter in Russia. The 28-year-old Australian remains behind bars. A new virtual reality experience could be coming to the Gold Coast. Developers have put in a plan to council wanting to convert a former boat sales warehouse on Smith Street in Southport into a digital adventure playland. Students who volunteer their time are being given a big shout-out this National Student Volunteer Week. Volunteering Services Australia has been working with Griffith University for around 8 years to provide internships to its students, as well as giving them a chance to give back to the community. Spokesperson Nicole Smith says doing internships and volunteering can be very rewarding.
And we just give them that practical experience that they haven't even gained yet within a corporate organisation or even a non-for-profit organisation. So it gives them some confidence and it builds their networks and it really makes them better people. I think they're ready for the workforce once they've left us, I think.
The first day of the second Ashes test at Lord's has been a washout. Coach Justin Langer says it just puts more pressure on the remaining 4 days.
There'll be obviously longer sessions that we're going to have to deal with, but our guys have said all along we have to keep adapting and be ready with whatever the conditions or the situations the games throw up at us.
And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at our website.